David Trainer, the founder and president of New Constructs, is here. And at New Constructs, they evaluate securities on a scale of most attractive to most dangerous. Today, we're looking at something that's headed for trouble. Welcome to the Danger Zone. Yes, it's the Danger Zone here on Money Life, where I'm joined by David Trainer from New Constructs as we talk about a security. It could be a stock, it could be a mutual fund or an ETF that he believes is headed for trouble. Because at New Constructs, well, they don't do what everybody else does. What the average person or the average investment firm does, they dig in at the top level. They kind of take a look at the surface. And, well, you can come away when you're looking at something that's skin deep and think,
you are so good looking.
But if you dig a lot deeper, you might ask this question.
Is it possible I'm not as attractive as I think I am?
Oh, it's possible. And at New Constructs, because they go in from the footnotes level and work their way up, they often find that it's not just possible, it's probable, likely, and worse. Because something that looks good from the surface level looks bad from the bottom, that means it's misleading. And misleading is inherently dangerous. To find out more about how it works, go to newconstructs.com. They're on Twitter, at newconstructs, and they blog about their danger zone picks. So there's always more information available about what we discuss here on the show. David Trainer, welcome back to Money Life.
Great to be back, Chuck. Thank you.
Who's in the danger zone this week?
The ProShares Long Online Short Stores ETF.
Danger, danger.
Okay, it's ticker symbol CLIX, C-L-I-X, ProShares Long Online Short Stores ETF. So this is the ultimate play on, say, Amazon. If you believe in the Amazon effect, you want to go long online retailers, and you want to short anybody who's in a big box or anything. But why is this concept, which so many people kind of believe the idea behind it, why is this concept fund in the danger zone?
First of all, we don't really believe, as we've said many times before, Chuck, in theme investing, concept investing. We'll call this a narrative, right? The Amazon narrative, the Amazon effect is a narrative that people find interesting, but it's an old narrative. Like, this was a good narrative maybe 10 or 15 years ago, when it was anticipating what was going to happen. Well, we're actually sort of already around the corner on this narrative. So not only do we not like narrative or concept or theme investing, but we really don't like bad narratives, or shall I say false narratives. And this idea that the Amazon effect is still in full force is patently false. And we've written quite a bit on this topic. But the first thing you just point to is that, you know, the whole online versus brick and mortars narrative has completely changed when we see Amazon now investing the majority of its capital. The biggest investment it's made in the last 5, 10, 15 years was in a brick and mortar distribution system in the form of Whole Foods. Huge multi-billion dollar investment. So if anything, Amazon has become more brick and mortar than anything else over the last 5 years or since that acquisition. So the whole idea that brick and mortar is completely in decline is false on the face of it by looking at sort of the key concept company behind the whole narrative. But if you also look a little deeper into the numbers, you'll see actually that brick and mortar retail revenues are growing way more than e-commerce. We got a nice chart in our report that just shows not only how much bigger brick and mortar retail sales are versus e-commerce, but just how much more they're growing. Like just the overall dollar amount. It may not be bigger in terms of percentage, but when you're looking at a base of revenue that's so much larger, the percentage is going to, of course, be a little bit lower. Regardless, we've just got a huge amount of growth in brick and mortar retail that this concept, this narrative, just wants to sweep under the rug.
Is there more to it here where when you're long online, it's not just Amazon that you're buying? Do you not like the future sort of for all the online retailers, or is it maybe that the future for the stores has been made out to be worse than it is?
That gets to the heart of a lot of, you know, what makes our ETF and mutual fund research unique, in that we are actually going to investigate, analyze in depth all the holdings. Doing that, first of all, allows us to see exactly how a bad narrative leads to poor asset allocation in specific. So a lot of the short holdings for CLIX are some of our top long ideas and have performed really well, including Michaels and Ross Stores. Children's Place is another one. These are retail niche that have done really well. Now, of course, there are bad brick-and-mortar retail companies, stocks that have done really poorly, like Sears, and we were short that one for a long, long time as well. So the overall concept here is that people constantly want to sell the average or individual investor on simple rules of thumb investing, concept investing, theme investing, narrative investing. In this business, you don't succeed in really the medium or the long term, and I leave out the short term because there's so much luck involved in the short term. But you don't succeed in the medium or the long term by sort of making categorical, superficial, grand sweeping adjustments or assumptions. And that means the devil's in the details. Can't throw the baby out with the bathwater or buy the baby with the bathwater. And you need to make sure you're selectively targeting the right kinds of companies. And this fund is not doing that. And even the way they execute their own strategy, they've got something like 40% of the fund in Netflix and Alibaba. They've got a huge investment in Netflix. Is that even retail? Right? So I think sometimes when you're dealing with people who are going to start out with a superficial selling point, they've probably got a superficial strategy. And it looks like that these guys are trying to prey on what is an old theme, and now a false narrative, and really just chase momentum.
Yeah, it is heavy Amazon, heavy Alibaba, and a whole bunch of recognizable names that are on the long side. And then the short side, it's doing an index that it's basically shorting. Out of curiosity, is there a way with your fund analysis and your ETF analysis at New Constructs to give us an idea of what a more fair price is? Because this is an ETF that is trading in the $42.50 a share range. Is there something that you can price out? Because you always do it on stocks where you're saying, here's the no growth price. Is there something you can do similar on ETFs?
So the price to economic book value for this ETF is 8.1. That means that the no growth value of the ETF would be $5.12. So it could go down a whole lot if it were to really trade probably to make it attractive. There's a lot of downside there.
Yeah, to make it attractive, it has to go down 90%. Yeah, that would be something that's headed for trouble. It's interesting because it is one of those vehicles, you know, it's an investment vehicle that's been put together. It's been pitched. It's been marketed. It's gimmicky. It's dangerous. David Trainer, thanks as always for joining us.
Great to be with you, Chuck. Thank you.
Again, the pick for the danger zone this week, it's the ProShares Long Online Short Stores ETF. Its ticker CLIX, C-L-I-X. It's in the danger zone. To learn more, go to newconstructs.com where they blog about all of their danger zone picks. Follow them on Twitter where they are at New Constructs. All right, that was fun, and we were talking about ETFs. We're going to talk about ETFs and funds again in the market call. Up next, Janet Brown from No Load Fund X will be here talking on this show. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Oh, wow. This is actually pretty dangerous.